not a bypass, but I'm trying to think of well, around, I know they got them all around here. What in the world, what would you call
it? You're just going to use the interstate?
Interstate, yeah, that's right.
And you're on the, say you're out on the interstate, what do you call the places that you might stop, say, or they might have picnic grounds and...
They are rest places on the highway.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the...
rest stops, I believe they're called.
And you have any special name for? Let's see that this the thing painted on the road to help you stay in your lane. What do you have any name?
Road markers.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the concrete or steel dividers in the middle of a highway? You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you'll have steel things or concrete running down the middle of a highway.
Down the middle?
Yes, ma'am. You have any name for that?
I don't know what that would be.
Mm-hmm. And so you wanted to get off one of those big highways.
You go to an exit.
And, let's see, where would you get back on again?
Down at the next entrance and exit.
I guess so. That's what I always
thought.
Are there any other roads in town besides interstates that can be, say, only entered or left at special places? You know, in the interstates, you can only get on at certain places.
Places, no. Yes, I think, don't bypasses have those entrances?
Mm-hmm. I got what in Montgomery, they're going to redo the southern bypass, aren't they? That's turned into just a regular
thing. Well,
I heard they were thinking about building a bypass to bypass that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wouldn't know the interstate just.
What are some of the main streets in Montgomery?
You mean residential or what? Well, now Madison Avenue is the most heavily traveled one in town. That's a federal highway, you know, and they keep Madison Avenue up. But that's the highway to Atlanta and Tuskegee and all that way. And that's one. And I imagine Perry Street, because all those big trucks come down there now. That's a one-way thing. And,
That's the Troy Highway goes out that way, doesn't it?
You said streets, didn't you? Uh-huh. And I'm thinking of downtown or something, and the ones that lead out to these things. And Norman Bridge Road is a mighty well-traveled road.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What would you call a thing where the road goes over a railroad track, what would you call it?
A bridge.
Mm-hmm. Any other name that you might have for the kind of bridge that goes over railroad track?
Overpass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, when you drive downtown, you can park two ways. You can angle park or you can have.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we have... Yes, you can park both ways.
What do you call the other one besides the angle parking?
Parallel.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call those outlets for fire hoses that you must not park near? What do you call those things?
Fire plugs.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What do you usually call them? Did you ever go down to Bezitz downtown after they...
Down to the what?
Did you ever go to Pizzitz when it was down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that, the thing that you park in there at Pizzitz?
Oh, that's it's a garage, but it's a split level thing. I don't know what you, it's got a name though. What is the name of that thing?